The opinions expressed on this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. In this episode, we briefly mention pedophiles and pedophilia. There are no specific descriptions, but a brief mention. If this is a sensitive topic for you, please consider watching another episode of Gaming Sucks. Thank you for listening.
Do gamers even like to game?
I know I don't. I'm Stevie.
And I'm Victoria.
And this is Gaming Sucks, the podcast where we talk about, well, how gaming sucks.
But not always. Sometimes it isn't too bad.
No, I'd say it is. Did you hear, and this is not a video game, so don't flame me. Okay. Did you hear about the Homestuck cosplayer who took a Sharpie bath to dye their skin gray for their cosplay?
I heard, but isn't that like super old news though?
It is super old news, but I feel like it's still relevant and really funny also.
Okay, like why? What's the relevancy?
So you know what? That's actually very offensive. I just thought it was funny, but more recently there was these like Danganronpa cosplayers who took photos at a graveyard. Just absolutely insane. It was something.
I feel like, not gonna lie, like I kind of have my own opinions about the cosplay fandom on TikTok. Controversial opinion. It's a very, very certain group of cosplayers, I'll have to say. I would like to say the majority of the cosplay community are amazing people, very, very talented.
Oh, absolutely.
In what they do. They look beautiful, and I wish I could be like them. But there is a certain group that I just feel like really sours the name for everyone else by their behavior, you know.
Do you know those 2020 memes that are like, Arson and Bug go to the grocery store and they have that like 2020 makeup?
Yeah, no, you know, like on TikTok, the My Hero Academia audio is trending again.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like every time I hear it, I get like chills, but not like the like that, those type of chills.
It's like a reflection of who I used to be, because this is my dark secret. I can't believe I'm publicly admitting this.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be hard for me. I was in the Undertale fandom. In my defense, I was like 14 or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So take all of this with so much salt. Everyone was obsessed with Sans, and everyone still is. And now when I hear like Undertale's Megalovania, I'm like, oh God, this can't be happening.
I remember in eighth grade, it was so popular in like my class to play like the Megalovania theme on piano, because we were all like band kids. So people would try to learn it on their instruments. But on the contrary, I was never into Undertale.
The thing is, there's like, I don't want to say cosplayers suck. However, maybe let's not like desecrate a grave for some photos. That was weird hearing about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know, some behaviors I've seen. There's obviously, the cosplay community has their own issues. Like, it's so crazy to me that every fan expo or, like, con you go to, they have a bunch of things everywhere that are, like, cosplay is not consent. Like, what is happening over there?
I know. You would expect that's, like, bare minimum expectations of humanity and society
below
as a whole.
Below bare minimum. Like, do we really have to teach people to keep their hands to themselves? That's kind of insane.
It's giving elementary school.
it really is.
Wake up! Grow up!
Oh my God. Okay, this is kind of related.
Okay.
And this is also a little bit into esports. But you know those like gorgeous, gorgeous women who are always cosplayers? They're beautiful, they stream on Twitch, and then their boyfriends are like anemic pro player. And I say this with all due respect because I'm anemic. But do you know what I'm talking about? And then their boyfriends are also like a little racist.
Not on the top of my head. I'm not gonna lie, like, yes, I like esports, but I'm not into the culture of worshiping the player themselves.
At the end of the day, esports players are usually like, what, 17, 19? I'm 19. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, this random 17-year-old's so cool. Like, he can play Widowmaker better than I can. That's kind of... But I'm just talking about these, like, beautiful women who have these, like, horrible gamer boyfriends who get on to stream and say slurs, and they're, like, I don't know, objectifying women the whole time, and then the next day you see, like, her and her boyfriend on Twitter. Oh, my God.
No, I kind of know what you mean. I don't think it's even just an esport thing. I think that's just reality.
Oh, that's sad.
In general.
That's really sad. Women, stand up, please.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I don't know. There was, briefly speaking of, like, fandoms and esports. Fandoms are insane. I think the first time I played Valorant, there was, the comms that were given were, like, slurs. That people would be like, oh, this slur to a character is over there. And that would be how they used comms. So it's like, oh, okay, the League of Legends players have arrived.
Bro, thank God League of Legends doesn't have comms. But I will tell you, any Riot game, pretty much League of Legends or Valorant, has a crazy fandom. Like, even if you look at their Instagram, whenever they make an announcement of, like, an update to their game, they're announcing a new character, whatever, people are always, they always have something to complain about. And that's
oh
just,
oh my God.
It's just fandoms, but I genuinely think every fandom kind of has a different vibe to it. And I feel like this is a vibe that Valorant and League has.
The thing with, like, Valorant and League is I think that, and I say this with so much respect because I also play Valorant,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the players are very, very dedicated, which is a great thing. But sometimes they can be just a little too dedicated and take things a little too personally. But always with fandoms, there's always the vocal minority, right? There's always the group of small people that are just so loud and so wrong.
No, I kind of know exactly what you mean. I just genuinely feel like all the weird fandoms is always that small group of people who make everyone look bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're all being punished because of one person.
There's, that reminds me of, like, elementary school. But it's true because there's always just, like, the normal people. And normal people usually aren't all out there being like, yeah, we're normal. Look at us being normal, right? Because they're normal. But the vocal minority, the very vocal minority is always like, oh, a new woman? A woman game? Game woman? How could you? How could you do this to us? To, like, every single company. And it's insane.
Yes. And not, you know what? This is a little off topic, but talking about, like, fandoms that suck. Hot take, Genshin Impact fandom.
That's not a hot take.
That's just, like, a take.
The thing is, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. We'll see. But I think that the problem with Genshin Impact is the vocal minority is there. Okay, there are multiple different vocal minorities. And unfortunately, one of the largest ones are straight up pedophiles.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, my God. Yeah, there's, I feel like when I think of Genshin Impact, because I was there in that fandom, like,
we survived.
I was really into Genshin since almost the release,
mm-hmm.
so not into it as much, but besides the point, I feel like I've just seen so many different groups of people within the fandom. A, the weird pedophiles that love, like, the child looking characters,
mm-hmm.
there's also, like, the really thirsty guys who love, like,
oh my God,
all the gorgeous female characters,
like,
with beautiful
the waifu body, and husbando collectors.
Yes.
And using their terms. I don't want to say that. I'm scared that those words came out of my mouth. But
yes, Stevie's not like that in real
I'm
life,
I'm not
guys.
Like that.
She's not like that. She's much
but
cooler.
But it's just so, like, I get it. If you only want to collect women characters, sure. But don't be weird about it.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Ever see people who are complaining that were like, oh my God, Fontaine released. And, like, you can't, they have a bubble around the characters, like, underwear area so you can't see, and they were, like, really weird about that.
Wait, that's the thing? I haven't been into Genshin lately. It's been a while.
I'm not that into Genshin anymore because, honestly, it just got boring. Like, we're not talking about game design today. Maybe in another episode.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It just got, like, very monotone. But then the player base also is kind of, you know those freaky memes?
What?
Like, on TikTok that are, like, freaky with the font.
Oh, I like the weird, like, font.
Yeah.
The
freaky font. Yeah. I think that can summarize all Genshin players, to be very honest.
Okay, but here's an interesting take, though, on the Genshin fandom. There is one side of it that I do agree with, and that's the people who vouch for more representation in Genshin. Let's put an example. The new release of NatLan is supposed to be more, like, African-centric or indigenous
characters.
Here's
the thing about NatLan. I'm pretty sure it's based off of, like, Africa, India,
No, I think Sumeru was like Southeast Asia. Or no, not Southeast. So Southern
the
Asia.
Problem with Natlan and Sumeru is they both are just a merge of unrelated cultures. Or maybe somehow related cultures, but it's just a big merge.
Okay.
And it's like, I think one of the issues with Sumeru that still is alive in Natlan is that Sumeru is like India, Iraq, Iran, like just push them all together and see what comes out, which... It's not great.
No, I know what you mean. It's like a generalization of, like, one culture.
It's like, okay, we want you to be vaguely Arab, but also paler than snow.
Yes, and, like, I do agree with that. If you're going to take inspiration from these culture, I think there should be some acknowledgement towards that, right? I don't know if I'm wording that correctly.
No, that's correct. And my dad is from Iraq, so I'm very... Sumeru was really funny to me.
Oh, yeah? Like, you played during that, like, arc?
I played at first, because when it first released, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's you know, not weird at all that they merged a million cultures for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't even remember how old I was. But then after playing it, I was like, oh, okay, so what is going on here? What? Because Fontaine, for example, I kind of get it. Because I will say, Fontaine is, like, British and French.
Yeah, very European.
And then Mondstadt.
Well, Mondstadt was, like, German,
it's
right?
It's just German, though. That's the thing. I get it that they sometimes mix cultures. But Mondstadt is Germany. Inazuma is Japan. And then Fontaine was, like, England and France.
I feel like other regions had more distinct... like separations from which countries they were influenced from, but not so much for Natlan and Sumeru, which were countries that are people with like darker skin. I don't know if that's the way to word it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Back to talking about how gaming sucks. The Genshin community is very interesting because, and I say this with so much respect, a lot of them are 14.
Very and young,
the
yeah.
thing is, when you're 14, when you're like 13, 14, 15, you kind of suck. You're hormonal. You're like figuring things out. And then if you add that to like an obsession with an interesting game that has a very interesting fandom, sometimes it doesn't turn out great.
Bro, that goes with so many video games as well. But it's interesting because then, like, when I think of the Call of Duty fandom, it's a bunch of like older guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? There's like, well, obviously there is a demographic for every game, TV show, movie, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for me, it's always interesting to see how interactive they are, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like, oh, one of the things that it was honestly interesting because Call of Duty is kind of regarded as like, oh, Call of Duty, it's like... they're horrible people. You would never survive a day in a COD lobby. But when I played Valorant for the first time, I had a few COD players that were so nice. It was the League of Legends players that were, like, calling me a slur when I opened my mic.
No, because I went to a Call of Duty, like, major in Toronto.
Oh,
I was,
my
like,
gosh.
Volunteering there, right? Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The major Ultra 3.
I wasn't there, but I heard it was great.
No, it was so much fun. Like, I got to interact with some of the fans, and I've had nothing but a pleasant experience. So it's interesting. I don't know if it's people are, like, mixing COD fandom with the CS fandom, because I feel like CS is...
Oh, is that what I was thinking of? Like, you wouldn't survive a day? And is it COD or Counter-Strike?
I don't know, but I have a feeling it might be Counter-Strike.
Most... FPS game players are very interesting. I think it sucks so bad because fandoms don't suck. They truly, truly don't. It's just that it's the people who do suck are so loud and so in your face.
Oh, I do agree with that. I do agree with that the people who do suck are the ones who speak the loudest. But I genuinely do think some fandoms do kind of suck, though. On the contrary, actually, like, for today.
The thing is, though... What would a game be without a fandom? Like, so genuinely, would anything be what it is without their fans?
Like, what would you generalize as a fandom? Like,
just honestly, the thing with fandom is I think once anything gets big enough, it'll start having its own culture.
I know what you mean. They kind of built their own culture, the way how, like, they interact with one another. And just the environment that you're in when you're, like, playing the game or interacting with these group of
people.
And
they have their own quirks and stuff, and then, like, on the internet.
Okay.
For example.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Once again, this is, like, my deepest, darkest confession. If any employer finds this, it's just an instant, like, don't hire her. I was into Supernatural.
What is that?
You don't know Supernatural?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was on, like, a different side of the internet from you.
Were you not a Tumblr kid?
Tumblr was really not a thing where I went to school.
If you, like, well, we did not go to school that far from each other, though. Well,
Yeah, not really, though.
I think it's, like, a 45-minute drive. I'm not going to dox us.
Anyways,
but, like,
yeah. I have never heard of this.
Okay, so for...
I know, like, Hunger Games. Hunger Games was huge in my grade.
Okay, next you're going to tell me you don't know what Harry Potter is.
Well, yeah, like, I like Harry Potter, but...
not get into that.
What?
Okay.
What is that?
Supernatural is not a video game, although they might have a video game at this point. But they're the best example of fandom culture ever, because this show is as old as us.
Oh my God. No, I know.
And it has 15 seasons. It's like insane.
What?
They were, okay, so do you know the term queerbaiting?
Oh my God, yes.
Supernatural, like, and that's a complex debate to have, but I think when you think of queerbaiting, if you look it up, like, I think a lot of people talk about Supernatural.
Mm.
And I can't say that I don't get it. But that's for another day. I think also, to be fair, a lot of fandoms are very obsessed, and this is not just for Supernatural, but are very obsessed with, like, oh, like a man-loving man ship, just ship them together. Any two men in the same radius?
Yeah, if they have, like, one interaction is meant to be.
They're meant to be, and then any, like, women who are full-on, like, in love with each other, they have a kid, they're married, it's like, oh my God, these best friends are so sweet.
I feel like, no, I totally see what you mean, like, Justin... This is, like, generalizing not only video games, but, like, media as a whole.
Absolutely.
I totally see what you mean by, like, people just shipping two characters together for the sake of shipping them. It's...
Yeah, it's...
I feel like I've been there, though, with, like, Naruto and stuff. Like, I used to, like...
What happened to Naruto?
Have you ever seen what Naruto?
No.
Oh, well, no. There's just a bunch of characters there, and then they all have interactions, and people are like... Oh, it should have been Naruto and Sakura. No, it should have been Sakura and Sasuke.
Oh, my God.
Besides the point, but the idea is there that, like, people will get into genuine fights over which ship they think is quote-unquote more canon.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is my final confession of things that...
Stevie exposing herself.
Yeah,
episode.
I'm just exposing myself to any employer. I'm so sorry. Please don't listen. Just turned off now. I was in the Hitalia fandom as well.
Oh, my God.
It's just one mental illness after another.
Isn't Hitalia, like, the one where characters are, like, countries or something?
Yes. And, like, the thing is, everything I've been a part of, I know the problems in it. Like, I get it.
Uh-huh.
You know? I'm not delusional.
To an extent.
I'm not delusional to an extent. But, okay, here's the thing. I think when you're 14, 15, 16 even, and you need a community, fandoms are great.
Yeah.
But
you're very impressionable at,
like,
that age.
To that extent... Don't get over-involved. Like, if there's anyone under 18 listening to this, do not get, like, too caught up in things. Because at the end of the day, it's just a fandom. And, like, did you ever see those fan wars from any fandom?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It's
just, like,
it's so...
arguments over the dumbest stuff.
Oh, I know. It's really insane.
I feel like fandoms... For me, I think they suck as a whole to an extent, but I do think that there are genuinely really, really talented and really interesting groups of people, and it's hard to find them in the internet, I would say, but I think fandoms are built on a lot of passion, and that passion kind of turns into being overly caring about something you're not even related to. I don't know. I'm not wording this correctly, but...
No, that absolutely makes sense. Like, I mean, passion is at the core of any fandom. So, to talk about the Hitman World of Assassination fandom... Yeah, I didn't have a segue for that, honestly. it's my goal every episode to bring up Hitman.
Okay,
and
okay.
I succeeded today. But the Hitman fandom is pretty chill because there's, like, 10 of us, I will say.
I always mix up Hitman and Yakuza. Are they the same?
You
or are
did
they
not just say that to me.
No, it's because
my
I have a friend that plays Yakuza. So then,
okay.
I don't know if Yakuza is like a.
You know who else mixed up Hitman and Yakuza?
Who?
Yandere Dev.
Okay, yeah, because I, now maybe I'm exposing myself, but I was in the Yandere Sim fandom. I wasn't like super deep into it, but I was definitely on the outer shells of it. Mm. Man, is it a weird world being here like a decade later.
Oh, God. And the game is still not done.
I know. Like, it's just never going to be finished.
So,
to
be transparent, at Gaming Sucks, we do have a policy to not, like, talk badly about any people or companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, all these things are labors of love. And the people who are making these things, like, they love what they do for the most part, right? And we never want to sit here and say, like, oh, these people are horrible for making what they love, right? Even if you're, just a receptionist at, like, Riot Games, you still contribute to the games we love, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
However, I will go on record and say Yandere Simulator sucks, full stop. And the creator is honestly terrible.
He's not a good person.
He's not a great person. No. Like, it will take you 5 minutes of Googling to figure this out. And I am totally breaking our policy for this.
No, I agree. But here's my thing. It's not even subjective or objective at that point. Like, there's a physical proof that he is not a good person.
He is not a good person.
Do not interact with them.
Honestly, and stay away from him if you're, like, under 18. Honestly, stay away from him at all costs. Just period, right?
Yeah.
But, like, as a kid, when I was... Because, again, this has taken a decade. I was in elementary school. Now I'm in college. Or university. We say university in Canada.
Yeah.
My bad. But... And it's still going. And just... Looking back on it, the videos are so insane and a little bit manipulative.
Yes, and to add on to that, the game just had so many creepy premises that people were, like, the fandom was so young too. So none of us really realized how problematic some of the game updates were. I openly say, like, I love horror. I love, like, violent video games. But, like, the things that Yandere Simulator, the concepts that they had were, like, messed up.
Unfortunately, I have to agree, but that is all our time for today. Mm-hmm. Gaming sucks. Fandoms suck. Like, after this episode, I'm just a little desensitized. But that's all from us today. So we've unfortunately been your sort of pessimistic hosts.
And this has been Gaming Sucks.
And especially Fandom Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for playing.